Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about last night's round one of the NFL draft is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones.
Morning,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
to be on with you guys. Good. We had a good draft, and we're very excited about the first round and how it went for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, so tell us about that moment when you decided to trade
down.
We
did decide to trade down with the Eagles to get the 12th pick because we really wanted another chance to miss on a pick in the third round, and that was important to us. We got that from the Eagles and got down there to number 12, but we're very happy as well as pleased in the player that we got there.
Yeah, Micah Parsons.
Looks like
he can run and cause a lot of trouble.
He can run and he can cause a lot of trouble. And we're excited because we really think that Michael Parsons is a wonderful addition to our team. Penn State. It was a selection that that actually Jerry Jr. Gave me.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, it was the first time his mama said that we had gone all these years and he never got to have any input. Oh. And so he got to select one this time.
Okay.
And so he just, we gave him a list of about 50 names and he just closed his eyes and pointed to a name. And so he got to pick and we got Michael Parsons.
Micah Parsons.
Is that the way you say it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. So now, as per agreement,
mm-hmm.
Jerry Jr. will not be involved in any more drafts for the rest of his life. That was the deal I made with Gene.
He just wanted one.
He could take one, and then that was it.
Okay.
And then that was it. But indeed.
Well, he may have hit on one here. He may
have
made the right pick.
Yeah, I see no downside to this player.
Well, you know, there are concerns about his off-the-field issues.
Well, I have heard those concerns, and I have to say that I don't have any problem drafting a player with off-the-field issues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, I've got off-the-field issues.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, why do you think I bought Gene a 350-foot boat? So I basically draft players in my own image.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, but back to those off-field issues. I believe there were stories of dry humping. Is that right?
Well, yeah, that was one of them, yeah.
Well, who did they say I was dry humping?
No, not you. That he and maybe some other Penn State players were doing that to another player.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were talking about some story about me. It wasn't that hostess from that Americana chain, was it? I thought I told Roosevelt to take a sack of money down there and handle that one.
No,
we're on the air right
just
now, Jerry.
Fun, just
we're on the air.
Fun in an all fair way there.
Just fun.
In an all
That's
fair
all we're
way.
Doing. We're just
That's
fun
right.
right now.
That's right. Yeah, well, but what's wrong with dry humping?
Well, Jerry, if you're doing that against someone's will, that's not really a good thing in your locker room.
Wait, there's such a thing as consensual dry humping?
Yes, Jerry. It should always be consensual.
What kind of question is that?
Did y'all like our war room?
I guess, yeah.
I designed that.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. And I thought it looked really good on the TVs. And Stephen, who was sitting right next to me, he was sitting right to my left.
Mm-hmm.
He kept asking me when he could push the button to blow up the Ruskies.
You got that button in there?
I had to explain to him this wasn't an actual war room. He had never understood that concept.
Oh, okay.
Well, you did leave him hanging on a high five at one point. That was kind of awkward.
Yeah, I'm not going to high five him. I think that looks stupid. I mean, did you see how white he looked trying to high five me? Just looked horrible. Speaking of being unhip and white, that's Stephen for you. I'm very different from that. Very different.
Yeah, you're very hip.
Oh, I'm very hip. I've been Zoom calling a lot of these guys, these players, and they know that I'm hip. You know, I talk to them on that computer, and they just think that they've found a long-lost friend.
Right.
I think I'm really in touch with today's players. I talk to them about the rap composers they like and
composers
and the fun they have rolling on 20s with their playmates. I'm seen as very hip, although I am getting a little older, and I need to start putting together a succession plan.
Well, thought you'd already have that in place.
Yeah.
No, I put it off for a long time, and I think I'm going to have a family battle royale on my hands.
Uh-oh.
When I decide who to give this team to. Because Steven and Spalding are really jockeying for that position. Really jockeying. They're kind of each other's chief rivals right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're always trying to take the other one down, keep planting drugs on each other and calling the cops. They do everything to sabotage one another, but it's between those two.
Between Steven and Spalding.
Wow.
Yeah, Steven and Spalding.
One would have a big advantage.
I told Jerry Jr. he's not in the running until he gets into middle school.
Well, good luck in the rest of the draft, Jerry. You got a bunch of picks to make.
We do appreciate that, George. And I just want to say that all the Cowboy fans who are worried that they're not going to see another Super Bowl victory, before I die, I agree with you.
You share their concern. All right, we'll see ya. There goes Jarrah. A lot more drafting for the Cowboys to do, starting with round 2 later today.